I don't know why it's not playing.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer, here with Clinic, Doug, and Eric, and soon to be joining us, our buddy Mark. How's everyone doing tonight?
Pretty good. Good.
All right, sweet. Tonight we'll be doing DC superheroes. Doug, you can go ahead and plug the wrestling podcast if you want before we get started.
Wow. this is first time ever. All right. Listen, I'm just going to plug our show because that's what matters right now. This Friday night on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, we are going to have a special episode on the Global Wrestling Federation. And we are going to have a panel of former of people that used to work for the GWF, you know, back in the early 90s. Or at least that's the way it stands right now. 8 o'clock Eastern time on here, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. We can be found on all podcast platforms. Clintus, are you going to be able to be on the show on Friday?
Yeah, I'm going to try to be on our show on Friday.
All right. Do you have to work?
No, I'm not working. I just hopefully I don't have to worry about my nephew. Bugging me? Yeah, I'll be on the show.
All right. I was trying to get it to where, like, if everybody was going to be able to be on the show, you would have to be here because we need to have as many phone lines as open as possible.
Oh, you mean, like, guess and go be with you in person?
Yeah. Is there any way you could be here at the house on Friday?
Oh, that I can't do, no.
Okay. All right, never mind then. We'll talk about it later. But, yeah, so... So that's Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So, all right, Daniel, here.
All right, we'll get... Who does it? Me now?
Oh, sorry.
All right. So we'll get started on our DC superhero tier list here. We got a good amount of names. I think over 20 or 30. And we're going to list them all. Our tiers here are going to be iconic, which is the best, the top, the creme de la creme. Then we'll have very good. We'll have middle of the road, meh, and then trash, like usual. So, we'll get started here. Eric, is Mark called in yet? He said it'll be a couple minutes.
Not yet. And here's a Buffalo number, right? Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a 716 area code.
Okay.
All right. So, we'll get started here then. And I don't know who better to get started with than the Green Arrow. Doug, are you a Green Arrow fan?
Green.
I like the first couple of seasons of the show. I'm not necessarily a big fan of the superhero.
Okay.
So I think he's probably the least effective member of the Justice League.
Gotcha.
So I would, if I were going to tier him, I would say tier him in meh.
Damn. Eric, what do you think?
I say middle of the road.
For the Green Arrow? Quinn, are you familiar with Green Arrow?
Yes, and I wanted to agree with Doug with everything he just said. So I will make him a mess. I'm not a big fan. I wasn't a big fan of him. And I won't rate him there.
Damn. Okay. We don't got a lot of Green Arrow.
How about you, Daniel?
I think he's okay. He's never been my favorite. I mean, he takes a lot of inspiration from Robin Hood, And he's kind of like a Batman, too, because he's like a vigilante. But
yeah.
I've never been that impressed with him either. No, I can scroll it.
Okay.
So are we going middle of the road or meh?
I mean,
meh?
Yeah, meh.
All right. Green Arrow is a meh.
And all the comic book nerds have just lost their fucking shit.
Well, I think Mark's going to come out and call us stupid.
Mark calls me stupid all the time.
Yeah, I think the show made the character more popular than he's ever been. And the
and yet the show just went off the air.
It's been on for good 7 years, right?
I think it went 8 seasons.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a successful show. It launched Stephen Amell's career.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I mean, it was a decent show for the first couple of seasons. But then it's just kind of too many people dying and then coming back. It's like watching a fucking soap opera.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it established, and it's important to talk about, it established the Arrowverse, which is its own kind of continuity, and away from the DC universe. So it has done a lot, and so the character's done a lot. In the comics, I'm not too big of a fan of him. He's not my first book I would read, so I'd say meh is probably a good spot to put him. Up next, we will go with the first ever Green Lantern, Alan Scott.
The first one? So we're going to do the different versions of the Green Lantern?
Yeah, we're doing all the Green Lanterns. I wanted to – thanks for actually saying that, Doug, because we're judging these guys by comics, movies, animated shows, everything, and we're doing most incarnations of all of them. So there's about 4 or 5 different Green Lanterns, and we'll be doing them all. Oh, we'll be doing all the Robins, you know. So
yeah,
we're not just judging – the characters, but the individual carnations.
I'm glad you told me that now.
Yeah, I planned on doing that at the beginning, but I forgot when you had a temper tantrum. So,
wow.
Alan Scott,
wow.
The first Green Lantern.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, bro.
I hate you.
Do you know anything about Alan Scott?
Not really. The only Green Lantern I know of is, what's his name, Hal?
Hal Jordan, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get into him. Alan Scott is the first ever Green Lantern, and he wasn't actual, like, he's like the old comics, and he wasn't in the Green Lantern core when they're like, because now they're like space cops. He just had the cool ring, and he just was a superhero.
Yeah.
He wasn't part of the history and lore that there is to it now. But since he's, you know, one of the original, I would definitely put him at least middle of the road.
Well, I really can't
agree with that.
I really don't know nothing about the Alan Scott or whoever. Green Lantern.
Yeah, he's in the old books. Yeah, we'll put him at middle of the road.
I thought that was a picture of a woman.
No, that's him. Has Mark called in yet?
No.
All right. Next up, we'll get into Captain Marvel, which is now known as Shazam.
I didn't see the movie.
Okay.
But, like, just from, like, what I saw of it, like, it looks like the concept is kind of cool. You know, this regular 13-year-old, and then he turns into, you know, the superhero or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a cool concept, but I would just say middle of the road.
I'll say middle of the road.
I'd have to disagree on this one, though, guys. Captain Marvel, he's actually the first Captain Marvel. I know Marvel Comics has a Captain Marvel now that's a girl, but this one was the first one. They just DC lost the battle in court because Marvel is in Marvel Comics' name, so they won, and they had to switch his name to Shazam. I think he's like funnier version
that
of Superman.
Sense.
He's a funnier version of Superman, and he's, you know, he's the comic relief for DC Comics, and I really liked some of the stories I've read with him in it, so I'd put him at very good. Quintus, you got an opinion on Shazam?
I want to say middle of the road.
Okay.
Captain Marvel, Shazam. Was it, you said we're doing on actors who played the comics and not just like the overall just person all together, right?
No, we're doing the characters. We're just going to be doing the different like characters in the comics or whatever. But not the actors. We are, it's on the characters.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just say middle of the road.
Middle of the road? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Still nobody else yet?
No. All right. We'll put him at middle of the road then, I guess.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Up next, we'll get into somebody that people are real familiar with. The second ever Flash, Barry Allen. He's probably the most popular guy known for playing the Flash. You know, he's the Flash in the movie, in the Justice League movie.
He was a Flash in the cartoon, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think Wally West took over at some point, but yeah. The Flash is one of the most important members of the Justice League. He's the first ever superhero with super speed. He introduced that. Oh, he's a legend. In my eyes, he would be iconic, too.
Talk about him?
Yeah, I mean, just like looking at the character itself and, you know, Barry, especially with how popular the show is. And how good he was as the Flash. I would agree with iconic.
What do you think, Kenneth?
I'll say iconic.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much dispute there. All right, we got our first and iconic, the Flash. Very good. Up next, we will be doing the second ever Robin, Jason Todd. And we are just doing him as Robin, Jason Todd, not when he turns into the Red Hood. That'll be a different one. But yeah, the second ever Robin. He's the one that's known for the Joker killing him. And yeah, I mean, he comes back as the Red Hood, and he's a badass. Actually, we will be doing him as Red Hood. So he comes back as this anti-hero who's basically, he acts like Batman, but he kills people. So he's a badass. He's an anti-hero. He's, you know, Batman considers that to be his biggest failure. I just watched that Red Hood movie today.
We have Mark on.
Very good. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, another beautiful day.
Hey.
Welcome.
All right. So, just to break it down for Mark real quick, we got five tiers here because we're doing tier lists for the DC superheroes. And we're going to just – I'm going to keep naming them, and we'll talk about them and then put them in a tier. Our tiers are iconic, which is the best. Then you got very good, middle of the road, meh, which is like just about bearable, and then trash. So far, because we already got started here, we got the second Flash, Barry Allen, and iconic. We have the first ever Green Lantern, Alan Scott, like the old one, in middle of the road. And these guys put Shazam in middle of the road, too, against my behest. And then we got Green Arrow and meh.
Okay.
And right now, yep, And right now we're talking about the Red Hood. So you want to give your opinion on that?
I would put him at very good.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. The only thing I've really seen of him. The only thing. Oh, you shut up. The only thing I've really seen of him was that episode of Titans where he came in and helped out Dick Grayson, but then killed all those guys. To me, he was a cocky bastard.
Oh, yeah, I think he's known for
that.
He is a cocky bastard. I think that's how his character's written, though, too. You know, and then he becomes this anti-vigilante. I mean, he doesn't really get going until he becomes the Red Hood. And in the comics, that's like years after he got killed. I mean, as a Robin,
yep.
He's not very good. I mean,
he was introduced originally, and he was basically a carbon copy of Dick Grayson. Then they had an event called Crisis of Infinite Earths where they gave him his own backstory. Fans actually voted to have him. Well, the vote came up to be either kill Jason Todd or not to kill Jason Todd. In a little dubious sense, the fans ended up voting to kill him, even though there is a strong chance they were voting to save him. That's a whole other conversation. He was dead for 20 years. Originally, he came back because a character named Superman Prime punched reality. Yes, it sounds that ridiculous.
Yeah.
He just gets up out of the ground and he's alive again. He wants to originally take over all the crime in Gotham. He does come back as a villain, and he wants to take over all the crime in Gotham to show Batman how his way is failure.
Yeah.
Since they did a reboot called The New 52, they have moved him toward being more of an anti-hero than an actual villain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I put him on this list. I'd say he's very good. Just the backstory is, you know, impeccable writing.
Yeah. And he's basically Batman who uses guns, so.
Yeah. That Red Hood movie was fantastic, too. Very good. All right. What do you think, Eric?
Very good.
All right, we'll put him in very good then. Up next, we'll do one of the younger members of the Justice League, Cyborg.
Did he start out in Doom Patrol?
Yes.
I don't know. He's in the show.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I thought I read something about that.
And then he made his way to the Teen Titans. Is on the Justice League. I mean, there's a couple different, like, in the Justice League movie in the incarnation, because we're going on every incarnate comics, movies, TV shows, whatever. In the movie, he was kind of bland. I know he had the thing where he's adjusting to kind of being a robot or whatever. But in the old TV shows, like the Teen Titans show, and even in the comics, he's hilarious. And he's kind of the comic relief, and he's also a badass. So I'd put him at very good.
I'd agree with that.
When started out and he was getting used to being Cyborg, there was a lot going on there. But he has since, they have written him as he's accepted his role in life.
Right.
Which should just let him really open up and be, you know, confident and goofy and.
Yeah, he is a cool character. What tier would you put him in, Mark?
I would put them kind of middle tier, only because they can't seem to really find a good place for them. Past being the goofy guy.
Yeah,
I
tried
to make him
booty,
and he just kind of comes off like, really?
Yeah. And he's never really, like, the best member in any group that he... Like, in Teen Titans, he kind of got overshadowed by Rob and Beast Boy a little bit. And then in the Justice League, he's obviously overshadowed by those guys. So I'd say, yeah, I could agree with middle of the road.
Yeah,
I can
say middle of the road.
Like, he's useful to have, but it's, like, if he's on your team, but I don't ever, other than maybe making a boom tube, there's really never a case of where I'm like, man, if only Cyborg was here, this day would be saved.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. We'll put him in the middle of the road, then. We'll get to our next hero. Kind of a laughable type of hero, but actually one of the guys I like, Booster Gold. What do you think, Mark?
It's kind of meh for me.
Yeah.
Not that I don't enjoy the character, but it's always... He lives up to his title of the hero you never know.
Yeah. That's the joke, though, right? You know.
He's actually out of time. So when people, like, forget about him, it's because they actually forgot about him.
Yeah.
And you just can't tell a story with him where people are like, oh, hey, Ed Booster Gold.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely one of the low-tier heroes.
And when they want a character that's going to really grind on everybody's gears, they got Guy Gardner for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Guy Gardner's the man, but we'll get into that. So you're saying, man, do you know anything about Booster Gold, Doug?
I do not.
Eric?
I don't know anything about that. I'll just agree with you guys.
Yeah, I think Matt's pretty good for him. I mean, he's an okay hero, but he is one of the lower tiers. It is kind of weird seeing him and Matt next to Green Arrow, because I'd say Green Arrow is significantly better, but... We'll move on.
Green Arrow is good when you want to do a social justice kind of comic book. But otherwise, he's like a pale man, Batman.
Yeah, he's just another Batman. He's discount Batman, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get into the first ever Robin. Dick Grayson turns out to be Nightwing. Probably my favorite superhero of all time. The writing in his comic books, you know, the Nightwing solo comic books were awesome. I'm hooked on that new show he's in, Titans, on the DC Universe app. And he's always been a consistently good character. And when you talk about iconic, a lot of people, you know, if they talk about DC superheroes, I think it's Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and then I think a lot of people would put Robin in there too. The first Robin, you know, he's known throughout the world. Everyone knows who Robin is. They talk about Batman, it's usually Robin following him. So as far as legacy goes, he's definitely iconic. And I also, you know, his wars with Deathstroke are awesome. You know, he's a great leader of the Titans, and his conflicts with Batman are usually awesome too. So I'd say iconic. What do you think, Doug?
I think with him, as Batman's sidekick, I thought he was very good. I mean, I thought he was a punk kid. Like, especially in the Batman, what was it, Batman Forever?
The Joel Schumacher movies?
Yeah, when he was in Batman Forever, and then Batman and Robin, which turned out to be an atrocity.
But watching him in, like, not just in the Titans show that we've been watching, but in the Teen Titans cartoon, he is a hell of a leader.
Yeah.
So I would say that he kind of and Batman is, like, not necessarily a leader of the Justice League, even though he thinks he is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I would say that Robin is 10 times a better leader than Batman ever could be.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm going to say that Robin, that Dick Grayson is iconic.
Damn. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I'm going to say iconic as well. But okay. I do got to say that, one, Batman is leader because he is a tactical tactician.
Right.
And it helps that he pays for all their bases. Just because he's an asshole doesn't change that fact.
Right.
But Dick Grayson actually does take a stint as Batman as well.
Oh yeah.
So
well, that's what the Bane stuff, right?
That was after a storyline of where Batman and Joker end up basically killing each other. But they fall into a pit of Dionysium, which is like a pure form of what's in the Lazarus pits.
Yeah.
So they end up coming back because it's comics and you can never kill Bruce Wayne and Joker.
Right.
But in the meantime, Bruce had lost his memory, so he doesn't know he's Batman or any of that. So Damian becomes Robin, who is actually Batman's son, and they actually had an event called War for the Cowl where Nightwing, Jason Todd, Azrael, and Tim Drake, most of them were just kind of trying to figure out who takes the cowl. Jason actually tried to be Batman, and Dick beat him and realized that someone had to have the cowl, so he put it on. So he was Batman with Damian as Robin.
Right.
And there is a theory that Batman always saw Dick becoming Batman to be a better Batman than he was, because Dick can make jokes and be well-adjusted, as where Batman knows he's screwed up in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely very... Dick Grayson's kind of... He's definitely level-headed to a point. He can also be a wisecracker, but he gets business done. I'd definitely say iconic. What do you think, Eric?
Iconic.
All right, Clintus?
Also, he came up with his own martial arts based on his acrobatics background, so the average schmuck's not going to know what's coming.
Yeah,
I'll say iconic, too. I'll say iconic.
Mark, okay. Mark, did you like him better as Robin or when he ventures off and becomes Nightwing?
I think it was a natural progression for his character.
Yeah.
I appreciate that DC realized that they needed to grow him up.
Yeah.
After 40 years as the Boy Wonder.
Right.
And that he needed to grow up and become his own hero, or they were going to have to get rid of him another way.
Yeah.
So I think it was just a natural progression.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. He's definitely an iconic character. All right, next up, we'll be getting into Hawk and Dove. Are you familiar with that, Mark?
Not too much. I know about them. I know a little bit of them, but not super amounts.
Yeah.
I have not seen the Titans show, but they were in Justice League Unlimited, and that's pretty much what I've been exposed to with them.
Right.
So, for my experience with them, I kind of... they're whatevers.
Yeah. I mean, they're all, I'd say they're middle-of-the-road heroes. I mean, they don't have powers. They're kind of... they're another one of those vigilante, you know, crime-fighting duos.
Didn't one of them get thrown off a building?
Yeah, in the Titan show.
Right.
I mean, I like them in Titan.
I know the titles have swapped amongst a couple of characters. So...
yeah. Well, yeah, I'm talking about Hank Hall, the first one.
Yeah.
And Don Hall as Dove.
So. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I know the title had changed between hands, but I'm not super, like, I couldn't tell you names or anything.
Yeah.
They're very much, they're there.
Yeah, and I think Dove was actually a dude at first, and they were, like, brother fighting. And now Dove's a girl.
Yeah, yeah, and just to think of it, they were two dudes who were Hawk and Dove. I know they...
yeah.
I know Dove became, you know, the Dove name got picked up by a woman.
Yeah.
And I know that's the one they went with in the Titans because I've seen commercials. But other than that.
Yeah, I'd say middle of the road or even maybe meh. Just because I haven't read many of their books either. I don't know if they're... I don't think they have a long-lasting book,
or when they do have a book, that the story is ever really that significant for anybody to remember or talk about.
Yeah, I know they don't have any series now, like in the Rebirth or anything. So, yeah, I'd say meh.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doug?
I'll say meh just because I really don't know much about them except for the fact that in that one clip I saw of them on the Titans show, he was getting his ass beat by some psychotic bitch, and she got thrown off a fucking building.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that tells you all you need to know. Eric, you cool with me?
Yeah. I don't know too much about it, so. I look fine.
Well, let
yeah. Yeah, I don't know much about it either.
Okay. Well, we'll get to someone that everybody knows then. How about Batman?
Mm.
Bruce Wayne, probably the reason one of the reasons we're all here. One of the
man.
What?
No way.
Who said that? Yo, do I need my 6-year-old nephew to get on you there? I will get my nephew.
Well, I'll explain, Mark. Are we really putting him in there?
No. I was just joking.
Okay, thank God.
Oh my God, that would have been. There'd be more people after us for that. Than there would have been for what we did to Green Arrow earlier.
Oh yeah.
No, to be fair, Batman is very much a plot armor heavy hero. Because in
that
any instance. Of saying fighting Superman, will say, which he's done several times through the comics. Oh, of course he prepped for the fight. Truthfully, Superman should just speed rush him and lobotomize him through his own eyeballs. Fight over.
Yeah, Batman always wins though in those stories.
Yeah,
well, because
he does.
The thing is,
when we
play Batman is a hero of prep, and he's always prepping.
Yeah.
That's the theory. And that's how they always get away, the writers can get away with. Well, of course Batman knew that, because he's so brilliant, and he's a super detective, and like they've just built up the plot armor for him, because he's DC's biggest seller.
Yeah.
His comic books are always in the top 10 books sold. Like, we still talk about Batman and Robin, even though it was an atrocious film. We still talk about it. So even when he's bad, people talk about it.
Oh, yeah, Batman, just Batman is a license to print money.
Right. I mean, think about it. A TV show in the 60s, the cartoon show, you know, Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
All the Batman movies, and that's all the incarnations. Michael Keaton is Batman, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, who I thought was really good as Batman.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. Now we got this guy from the Twilight movies that's going to be Batman.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Just because...
Don't forget that there was also a 1940s serialized thing that they would play before movies.
Who's the actor in that?
I don't know. It was black and whites. And they would play before movies. Those little serialized... Back in the 1940s, my grandpa used to watch them.
Damn.
Right, but
he's been on screen for 80 years now.
Right. So just
he
because
Superman
of that...
Both celebrated their 80th anniversaries recently. And there are thousands of issues. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say just...
Plot armor hero.
I'm going to say that Batman is just iconic just because, like Mark said, and I agree with Mark, it's a license to print money because you can get Batman. And I got a pair of Batman underwear.
Daniel said that.
Yeah, I said that, asshole.
Yeah.
Should I get my nephew to school?
I will say he's iconic only because if you put a bat symbol in a yellow oval, people know you're talking about Batman.
Yep.
Around
Batman's iconic. No question.
And he's got the best villains. Yeah, he's always had the best villains. He's got some of the best stories ever written in comic book history. You know, everything. I mean, he's got bad stories too, obviously, and bad movies. But, you know, Batman's iconic.
He's got lots of good, he's got lots of bad. But after 80 plus years, I mean, that's going to be true about anything.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's part of being iconic, too. So, yeah, I'd say iconic.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Everybody's agreement?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say so. All right. We got a unanimous. Doug, you're going. You'd say iconic, right? You'd say iconic for Batman?
Yeah.
All right. So next, you mentioned him earlier, Mark, so I'll let you take the floor on this. Guy Gardner is a Green Lantern.
As a Green Lantern, I would put him, but I would put him probably middle of the tier, but more as a Red Lantern, I would put him very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, as a Green Lantern, he didn't do anything. He was the backup to Hal Jordan.
Yeah. He was just a comic relief.
They broke him away and let him be his own character. I mean, he's literally known as the character who Batman punched in the face when they formed the Justice League International. Because he was just a motley little douche. But I can't take
he is
known
as the asshole.
But I can't take away from the fact that he has a Green Lantern ring, which is a powerful tool. So I would put him in the middle path of that. But him being a Red Lantern and actually taking over the Red Lantern Corps, that's a huge thing. Letting him be separate from, still connected with the Green Lantern mythos, but being separate and his own character.
Yeah, because he beat the hell out of Atrocitus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Took the ring. So Guy Gardner as a whole, what do you think? Where are we putting him?
Middle of the road.
I would put him high middle of the road to low very good.
Yeah. What do you think, Eric?
I'll say Man of the Road.
Doug?
I don't really know anything about him, so I'll go with whatever you guys say.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of known as the just the wisecracker, the guys that became Green Lantern. And that story, when he does take over the Red Lantern, he is really good in that. But as far as Green Lanterns go, he's not my favorite either. So, I high middle of the road. All right. Next up, we'll get into someone who's a little more unknown. Anybody know anything about Wildcat?
Yeah, trained by Canary.
Yep.
He's a guy in a panther suit.
Not too familiar.
I mean, he's not the greatest, you know, superhero, but like Mark said, he's a guy in a panther suit. He's in the Arrow show.
I mean, I really would put him bottom tier.
You'd put him bottom tier?
Yeah.
I'll say trash.
I mean, his literal only actual accomplishment is that he trained Black Canary. Or he trained one of the Black Canaries, I should say.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go trash. What do you think, Doug? Trash?
Sure.
All right. Poor Wildcat. That's the way you go. So where the dice are rolled. So we talked about what's up.
Otherwise he's a dude in a suit, and we have Batman, Green Arrow, Hawk and Dove already, who are all doing it and doing it better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's talk about an anomaly in DC and someone who's underrated and who's deserved their own movie for a long time. Martian Manhunt.
I would go very good, only because DC has focused so much more on Superman than Martian Manhunter. So they haven't really let him show what he can really do.
No, and it's crazy because in the comics, he's a part of some brilliant stuff. And even in the Justice League animated series, he is. Like when the evil Martians come down and attack. Yeah.
In fact, there is a comic where he ends up fighting the Justice League and beating them. And Superman does tell him that he's afraid to have to fight Martian Manhunter because Martian Manhunter basically has all Superman's abilities plus telekinesis and phase shifting.
Yeah.
But he's also so easily taken out with a box of matches.
Yeah.
Whether you go with it's a psychosomatic component or he's actual weak to fire, anyone can have a fire.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say he's very good. What do you think, Doug?
I liked him in the Justice League cartoon. And I remember, like, that pilot episode of the Justice League where basically, like, you know, he was discovered and then, you know, they didn't know whether or not they were actually going to form and everybody kind of comes together. To be honest with you, Martian Manhunter, not necessarily like my favorite member of the Justice League, but he's up there.
Yeah.
So I'd say very good.
I would go he's a great amalgam character. He's got a lot of a good strengths that a lot of other people have more of, but he's handy to have because he's a good mix of all the good abilities.
Yeah. And I'd say he's iconic if he wasn't so underexposed. But like you said, DC, and not only Superman, DC has put like everybody in front of him as far as exposure.
Well,
like he's
he
never had his own
same
movie. Story.
He always has the same story. It's always his on the last Martian. Even when it's discovered there are more Martians, I'm the last Martian. And what does that mean to try to connect with people? Like, you already have that with Superman, and he does it better and shows how to integrate with humanity. And John can shapeshift to look like a human. So, they just developed it more with Superman. They're like, why do we need to do it with Martian Manhunter 2? Because, God forbid, he be his own character.
Yeah, I think middle of the road. Very good is probably a good place for him.
I agree with that.
Okay. Up next, one of my favorite Green Lanterns, the Green Lantern most known for his animated series stuff, John Stewart.
Now, is that the guy that was also part of like the Justice League series in 2004?
Yeah, he was the black guy.
Yeah, that's probably what he was referencing to the animated stuff, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the animated in Justice League Unlimited and the original
one. Well, I was just asking because, you know.
I got you, yeah.
All right. He was probably my...
Justice League was also introduced in Superman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Okay.
So oh, wow.
So, but... I'm going to say, because I actually like this version of the Green Lantern, because it was not portrayed horribly by Ryan Reynolds in a movie. So I'm going to say that this version of the Green Lantern is probably the better version.
Really?
Yeah, especially like in, obviously in his cartoon, right? In Green Lantern's cartoon.
Well, no, that was Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern cartoon.
Okay. So, as a member of the Justice League and the Justice League animated series, I'd say that he was probably the better Green Lantern.
Okay.
And just, so to me, he, I would put him at iconic.
Really?
Because I think he was the best version.
Okay. Damn. Mark, you want to talk about it, John Stewart?
I would actually put him as iconic, but not just because of his comic book or his cartoon version, because they didn't do a very good job actually portraying him that well. In the comics, one, he was one of the first black superheroes.
Yeah.
Two, his constructs are actually more sturdy than Hale's because he's actually an architecture, an architect, along with being a military officer. So while Hal Jordan can go, oh, I'm thinking of a fighter jet, John Stewart can actually go, I know how to build a fighter jet. So his constructs actually end up being sturdier than Hal Jordan's.
Right.
And he actually replaced Guy Gardner as the backup to Sector 2817.
Wow.
Right.
Because even the Guardians early on were like, enough of this dude. And he has gone on to leading the actual Green Lantern Corps next to the Guardians.
Yeah.
Over the course of his 40 years in comics, he actually is the leader of the Corps.
Yeah, he's the man. It's interesting why they chose him, too, for the animated series, because at the time, Kyle Rayner was the Green Lantern. So it's interesting that they chose John Stewart. And you know, he does have a lot of good comments.
I think that they went with that because they wanted a person of color represented.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can't turn around and suddenly make Superman a person of color.
Yeah, exactly. And they already had Cyborg in the Teen Titans.
Well, Cyborg was just really known as a member of Teen Titans, or of the Titans at the time.
Yeah.
And Titans wasn't super selling at the time. So to then use Cyborg, because they had the same issue with Mr. Terrific, and they could have done Mr. Terrific instead of Martian Manhunter as the guy at the station, which they ended up doing later in Justice League Unlimited once Martian Manhunter left. But they wanted some representation, so that's why they went to Jon Stewart. And I think that was the right choice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he brought a good gravity to the show without being like dark and gloomy Batman with a ring.
Yeah, he was. I'd say I was going to go very good, but I'd say iconic too. He is.
Of the Green Lanterns, Jon Stewart and Hal Jordan would both end up being iconic, but for different reasons.
All right, well, let's get into Hal Jordan next.
Oh, good old Hal Jordan.
He's my favorite superhero, by the way.
Or you could call him a villain.
You could call him. He probably had the most memorable heel turn in superheroes, him and Dark Phoenix.
I'm just going to say Ryan Reynolds ruined Hal Jordan for me, so I'm just going to say meh.
Oh, fuck that. You can't go on that movie, though.
Okay. Even Ryan Reynolds has admitted that there was faults in that movie. You can't put it all on his feet because there was writers, directors, producers, and WB Studios all involved in that.
I wouldn't even blame Reynolds. I just think the movie sucked.
No, the movie was just fucking terrible.
I think for what they gave him, he did the best he could with it.
Yeah.
Being Ryan Reynolds, he has a particular style about him that he brings to most, if not all, of his movies. So that's what they hired. Now, what they had for movie was garbage to begin with. You can't really blame him for that.
The rest
of the movie was stellar, and Ryan Reynolds sucked.
And there were so many better villains besides Hector Hammond. Except, like, I know they were faithful to the comics, but you did not need a guy whose head looked like a nutsack for the first Green Lantern movie. They could have done so much more with that.
No, I could see where they would have gone with Hector Hammond first to build up the heel turn of Sinestro, but to also throw in Parallax, which was the biggest heel turn DC had ever pulled, to make it into a yellow gaseous cloud that Hal has to fight. That was just terrible. So, there was a lot wrong going into that movie before Ryan Reynolds signed the agreement.
Yeah. But Hal Jordan as a character is impeccable, you know.
As a character, he was one of the founding members of the Justice League. He was kind of bland to start with, because it was just weird that the color yellow could stop him. They have since retconned as to why, which gets into the greatest heel turn when he, post-Crisis of Infinite Earths, Coast City is destroyed. He tries to recreate Coast City with his power ring, and the Green Lanterns are like, no, you can't. The Guardians, who are the leaders of Green Lanterns, tell him, no, you can't do that. But because of his grief, he allowed the entity known as Parallax into his heart, which took him over,
and he wipes out the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah. I just remember that comic book arc, or the art for that particular book, when his face looks so sadistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a memorable picture. I'd say he's got to be iconic, right?
Oh, he's iconic.
Right.
Because originally, Parallax was not the reason. It was not originally written. Sorry, guys.
Nova. It's okay.
Originally, Parallax was not the reason for his heel turn. It was just the loss of Coast City, and he was just supposed to be Hal Jordan, who wiped out the Corps.
Right.
The introduction of Parallax was actually a retcon that, oh, we kept the fear entity in the power battery, and that's why you guys were always weak to yellow, and why Hal Jordan did his heel turn, so that they could then write a reason to make Hal Jordan become the Spectre for a while.
Yeah.
To atone for his crimes.
So, what do you think, Eric? Iconic?
Absolutely.
I'm still saying, I'm still sticking with meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
You got outvoted.
No.
I'll say iconic. Why not? I'll go ahead and vote.
Hal Jordan is iconic. Talk about.
Keep in mind, you don't have to like every character for them to be iconic characters.
Yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, that's definitely true. Because I'm not a huge Barry Allen guy, but I understand why he's iconic. But speaking of Flash, let's talk about Wally West, my favorite Flash.
I would almost say Wally West is more iconic than Barry Allen.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, think about it. Barry Allen wasn't the Justice League Flash. It was Wally West.
Yeah. I mean, he
and Wally is actually faster than Barry Allen.
Wally's the one that did the Flashpoint thing, right?
I'm sorry?
Was Wally the one that did the Flashpoint thing? Which, like, changed everything? Or was that Barry?
No, Barry Allen did it because he went back to try to save his mom.
Okay, so Barry fucked everything up.
Yes. Gotcha. But, through the magic of retcons, apparently Barry didn't fuck everything up. Dr. Manhattan did.
Right.
Well, that's a whole other kid of caboodle. But originally, yeah, it was Barry Allen because he went back to try to save his mom from being killed by the Reverse Flash.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well,
so
Wally is actually the faster of the two.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted, I do believe he was the longest running Flash, no pun intended on that. and actually recently he's become the lightning rod to start to bring all the different reboots they've been doing together again. In this overarching plot, he kind of kicked things back off with the Rebirth series. And then they've done some other bad stuff with him.
Would you go iconic for Wally?
Yeah.
If
we're talking classic Wally West, it's iconic. If we're talking 52 reboot, I would go middle of the road. Because there's actually two Wally Wests right now.
This is the Justice League cartoon, right?
Well, yeah, he was in the cartoon.
The cartoon would be the classic. Let me get my dog.
Okay. I like him in the cartoon, so I'll agree with you guys and say iconic.
Yeah, it's hard. The new 52 kind of mixed everything up.
Eric Quitkarkin.
Eric, what do you think? For Flash?
Yeah.
Iconic.
All right. Quinnis?
I'll say very good.
Very good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. We'll do a little bit of a speed round here because we're coming towards the end. I'm just going to say a couple names. You guys just say what tier you want them to go on.
Beast Boy.
Okay.
Beast Boy. I like Beast Boy, and
Beast
especially
Boy,
watching the Titan show. I'll say very good, too. I'll agree with Mark.
I'll say very good. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, he's a very good comic relief character.
Very good.
All right. A guy that Shaquille O'Neal once played, Steel. DC's Iron Man.
Meh.
Meh.
Trash.
Yeah.
I'll say middle room. That's it.
Yeah, I'd probably stick with Matt. With you guys. He's not.
I mean, I say not even having seen the movie Steel.
His book, I mean, he was supposed to be the next Superman, but obviously that never happened. It just, I don't know.
I mean, he was introduced as one of four replacements for Superman. And none of them took off. That's why they brought the original one back.
Yeah.
And in the process, screwed death in all the comics.
Yeah. All right. The original Flash, Jay Garrick.
I'll agree with you.
I would say middle of the road.
I'd probably go middle of the road, too.
I think no.
I mean... Yeah, he's. I mean,
he was
the first Flash.
Of society. He's not as fast as the Flashes that would follow him, but he's not like super slow and trash.
Yeah,
I mean, without him, we wouldn't have had a Barry Allen or a Wally West or a Bart Allen. Yeah.
All right. Next up, Starfire.
Very good.
I liked her. So I'll agree with Mark and say very good.
I think her and Robin are a cute couple. she's very good. Every incarnation
good.
Has been pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, just having her as a strong... independent woman who doesn't make any bones about sexuality because her people are all about sexuality. I mean, that's just great for everybody in the world.
Yeah, it's bad.
She knows how to barbecue, so.
She doesn't know how to barbecue. Let's talk about Tim Drake.
Nope.
Tim Drake, the third Robin. He
very
took
good.
Over after Jason Todd.
I agree with very good because I have no idea.
Very good? I think Bruce even said he's the best Robin in an issue at one point.
He was a better detective.
Yeah.
Because he figured out Batman's identity by figuring out Robin's identity.
Right.
But he's never been the same level hand-to-hand as the other Robins have been. And, I mean, after they made him Red Robin, and they almost stripped him of his Robin level because in the New 52, whatever stories they had wanted to plant in, they said all happened within 5 years, and somehow Batman went through four Robins. So they tried to say... Well, Tim Drake was never an actual Robin. He just went with the name Red Robin. And he got sidelined into being part of the Bat Family instead of actually being a Robin and a Bat Family member.
Right.
Which just says DC doesn't know what to do with him right now.
No. And part of that could be, let's talk about who, maybe I think DC wanted this kid to be the future of DC Comics, or at least Batman and stuff. Damian Wayne.
I'll give him middle of the road only because of how new he is. And I like him well enough. I think his backstory gives him more interest than he really would have otherwise.
Yeah. He's kind of an asshole like Jason Todd was, too.
Yeah, it's like, it's the asshole that you can't get rid of now because he's Bruce Wayne's kid. So even if
yeah.
something does happen, like when they killed him, Batman donned hell armor that would kill him to go fight Apocalypse to be able to resurrect his son. Like,
yeah.
now you've introduced an asshole that Batman will do anything for.
Yeah. What do you think, Doug?
I think he's an asshole just like his father. But I'll say middle of the road.
Yeah, I mean, DC clearly wants to do big things with him. But I don't know if he's there. Middle of the road.
I mean, in the comics, he just reformed the Teen Titans and then instantly revealed he had a plan to take them all out, like Batman had a plan to take out the Justice League. And they're like, did you not learn anything from... Did you only hear, oh, Batman has a plan to take down his friends?
All right.
Like,
got a couple more left here. Yeah, no, there wasn't. We got out all the Robins. Let's do Kyle Rayner. He's a Green Lantern.
Never heard of him.
Jesus.
Never heard of him either.
I would put him low end, very good. For his work as being the White Lantern.
Yeah. To me, he just kind of seemed like a discount Hal Jordan when they brought him in as Green Lantern.
But when they brought him in, well, he was supposed to be only because he got the power ring that never died. He never had to recharge it or anything. And he was supposed to be the perfect carrier for... Ion, which is the Green Lantern's entity of hope. Then he kind of wallowed for 20 years until they're like, oh, hey, he can feel all the emotions of the spectrum, which allowed him to tap into making the White Lantern ring.
So you'd say very good? The low end?
I would say very good with his white... If it's just his Green Lantern ring, he's middle of the road. He's discount Hal Jordan. But
yeah.
Before he died, we need Ion to return everybody. Where's Kyle Rayner when we need him?
Yeah. All right. We got a few more to get into. Middle of the road? Okay. Yeah, we'll put him at middle of the road, because I'm not a huge fan. Okay. All right, Wonder Woman. Iconic, definitely.
Iconic.
I'll definitely say iconic.
Iconic. Definitely.
Wow. Were you saying something, Mark?
Nope. Other than iconic.
Clint, if you'd say iconic, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. That one's kind of self-explanatory. She's a badass. And she's probably the only one with good movies in the DCEU.
I mean, she's part of the Trinity for a reason.
Yeah. She's awesome. All right. A couple more here. Black Canary.
Now, is she technically married to Arrow?
Yeah, in the comics. I know that. I don't really
know.
Yeah,
she is.
Okay. Just like the hobby, I'd put her in meh.
Really?
Yes.
I would actually put her middle of the road.
I was going to say middle of the road, too. I like her a little better than Green Arrow, to be honest.
She kind of fits in more story. I mean, her ability is cool, and she actually knows how to fight.
All right, yeah, we'll go middle of the road. Now, talking about a superhero who a man on this call once told me 10 years ago at Denny's that this guy's got the same superpowers as SpongeBob. Let's get into Aquaman.
Yeah, he still has the same powers as SpongeBob.
But now he's badass.
I mean, he always had the... He's an underwater Superman. Always has been. He still has the same power as talk to fish as SpongeBob, so... Jason Momoa can't fix that.
Jason Momoa can't. For the ladies, Jason Momoa can beat the shit out of you, though. He fixes it for the ladies.
Well, right. I can't argue that he fixes it for the ladies or that he would whoop my ass, but that still doesn't change the fact that Aquaman talks to fish. DC has done everything they can to make him relevant, and they can't do it besides casting Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that's true. So where would you put him?
I mean, I would put him very good.
What do you think, Doug?
Cephas talking ability aside, he is a king. He does rule Atlantis. He's not straight up impervious in the same way that Superman is, but he's very durable, very strong, able to swim at supersonic speeds. Got a cool magical trident.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the least, you know, popular members of the Justice League, probably with Martian Manhunter. But I'd still say very good. What about you, Doug?
Well, I would say he faces the same issue as Black Panther does, in that most of his comics end up being political stuff that people don't want to read.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I'll stay middle of the road, to be honest with you.
Okay. Eric, where you putting Aquaman?
Okay, very good.
Quintus Aquaman?
I want to say very, very good.
Okay. All right. There's someone that we missed here, and that's fine because we're getting towards the end. So we'll finish up with probably the most known superhero of all time. Firestorm. No, I'm just kidding. Superman.
Trash.
Superman or Firestorm?
Yo, man,
Bull.
Yo, do I have to get my 6-year-old nephew on you, man?
Superman is more iconic than Batman. No, I'm so...
No. Well, maybe.
I'm joking. Maybe.
Yeah, you might be right.
Depends on who you ask.
I think Batman is more iconic. But.
Depends on who you ask.
I will say Superman as being he was the first superhero, even though where he started is drastically different from where he is now.
Yeah.
It used to not be an exaggeration when they went, oh, he's faster than a speeding bullet. He was barely faster than a speeding bullet. Now he can keep pace with the Flash. when Flash wants to take it easy, that is.
Right.
Until recently where they explored him, he's always better done as a character exploration than as, oh, look, Superman can punch this thing really super hard. But, like,
yeah.
Recently when they brought him back during the Rebirth, they brought back the original Superman, and he and Lois had his son Jonathan. And they got to explore him as a father. Those were great stories.
Yeah.
Because it was just wasn't.
Well, yeah.
Superman punched the bad guy.
Yeah, a lot of his stuff with Lois is good, too. You know, where you get more into his head. I do like the spectacles, though, like when he fights Doomsday or even going against Darkseid. Like, that is what makes superheroes so much fun, too.
Oh, yeah. There is the huge spectacle, but they wrote themselves into a corner because for quite a while there, the reason Superman's powers became what they are is because Marvel introduced a new hero with a new ability. And DC went, we don't have a guy that shoots lasers from his eyes. We could create a new character. But, you know, we got Superman right over here. He could just start shooting lasers from his eyes.
Was he really
the... Oh, they have a character that can fly. Well, Superman's already jumping over buildings. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Actually, the flying was because of a radio show. Or an early TV show, it was easier to have him do a flying montage than it was to try to show him jumping buildings. It was a cheaper effect.
Yeah. So are we doing iconic, or do you really want to put Superman in trash?
No.
Well,
obviously, Superman is iconic for being the first hero that has inspired all other heroes, apparently.
Yeah.
Except for when they update his story and everybody knew about Hero 4.
Why is he your least favorite?
I don't know. I don't like the way he's portrayed sometimes. But I will say that he is iconic just because, again, of what he stands for. You know, again, with the Batman point earlier, you may think Batman's an asshole, but he's still iconic.
Yeah.
I may think Superman blows balls, but he's still iconic.
Yeah, Batman and Superman.
Well,
just
if you hold up the S in the diamond shape, everybody knows who you're talking about. Like, if you hold up the little triangle thing that they made Aquaman's symbol, unless you've seen the movie, you may go, who's that?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to be? You hold up the S in the little diamond. Oh, that's Superman.
Well, he's one of the most known things, like, on the planet, right? Like, he's ingrained in American culture, even though he's an alien. But Superman, apple pie, baseball, like, a lot of people associate him with that.
He's
Yeah, he's undoubtedly iconic. All right, guys, that's gonna wrap up our list. I'll read it off real quick, and then we'll head home. So under iconic, we have Barry Allen, Nightwing, Batman, John Stewart, Hal Jordan, The Flash, Wally West, by the way, Wonder Woman, Superman, and then a very good, we have Red Hood, Martian Manhunter, Beast Boy, Starfire, Tim Drake, and Aquaman. Middle of the road, we have Guy Gardner, Alan Scott, Captain Marvel, Cyborg, the First Flash, Damian Wayne, Kyle Rayner, and Black Canary. Meh, we got Green Arrow, Booster Gold, Hawk and Dove, and Steel, and then in trash, we have Wildcat. Mark, big thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Mark.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time, guys.
Tell them what you're doing next week.
Next week we will be doing comedy actors. So, actors most known for comedic roles. It'll be a good time. And thanks, everybody.
All right. Yep, we'll see you Friday night.
All right.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Bye, Doug. Bye, Dave.
Right.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Adios.
Later. Peace. Bye, guys.
Bye.